有中文啊，懂中文的好，可以都一起来念。好，我们念哥林多前书啊，我们来念15章保罗的话，3到8节有关耶稣基督的复活。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给12使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到残疾而生的人一般。 And we read that in English. For what I received I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter.And then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. Most of them are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the disciples, and last of all, he appeared to me also as the one abnormally born. 下面我们是 Miles, 为我们来分享。他分享今天的信息是第三天复活了，我们请 David 弟兄替他来翻译。
他已经复活了。
Today's message, the title is He is Risen.
这就是为什么我们今天要在这里来敬拜，要来庆祝的原因。
This is why we are gathered here today this morning to celebrate and to worship.
2009年4月的时候 ，Alex 带领一团的弟兄姐妹到圣地去参观。
In April 2009, Balex led a team of our brothers and sisters here to go to Israel to visit.
我们那时候在那里到了耶路撒冷的时候，就来找来参观主耶稣的坟墓。
So one of the sites we went to see on the trip to Jerusalem was the empty tomb.
其中有一个地方叫做圣墓堂。
There's one place that's called the Holy Sepulchre.
那你可以看得到，在这个地方有一个宣称是一个主耶稣的坟墓的地方。
So inside this hall, there's a place that where it's called where that woman is touching in the picture. That's where Jesus was buried.
这个教堂是。罗马的皇帝君士坦丁大帝所建的，在第4世纪。
So this church was built by the Roman Emperor Constantine the Great in the fourth century.
传说中就是他的母亲君士坦丁大帝的母亲海伦娜，他在这个附近找到一些十字架。那他就说这个地方应该是主耶稣被钉十字架而且埋葬的地方。
The legend has to say that Constantine's mother found some cross and some relics of Jesus around this place, so that's why she decided to build the church around this site.
另外一个地方我们去参观的地方是在19世纪的时候考古学家所发现的。
Another site we went to see is when the archaeologist they found this site in the 19th century.
圣经里面说有一个地方叫做骷髅地。
In the Bible is what's Kolodi? The Calvary. In the Bible, there's a place called the Calvary.
你看看这个有没有点像一个 骷髅一样 skull?
Yeah, this piece of rock does kind of look like the skull.
那这个是坟墓的入口，然后这个是挡在坟墓前面的一个大石头。
And the picture to the left is the entrance for the tomb, and the picture to the right, the big old round rock is the rock that used to block the gate or the entrance of the tomb.
所以我们在那个地方有波饼的聚会。
So we actually had a 波饼
communion.
A communion there, right there on the site.
所以今年我知道 Alex还要带一团的弟兄姐妹去圣地，你们就会有机会去这两个地方。So
this year our church actually is going to have the same trip. So those of us who are going are going to visit the site.
对我来讲，我那一次去2009年的时候是有点失望哈。To
me personally, that time when I went in 2009, I was a little disappointed.
因为看到我们的救主的坟墓。 是这个样子, okay?
So, because when I went to see the tomb, it's actually kind of ghetto.
也没有什么东西在里头, 也没有太多装饰, 也不辉煌, 也不壮大。
There's nothing, it's not even comparable to the first picture that we saw where the church is. It's not even a site, really. It's just a place.
很讽刺的是, 在去到耶路撒冷的前几天，我们去到埃及。It's
kind of sarcastical. The few days before we went to Jerusalem, we went to Egypt.
这是我们在埃及看到的坟墓。And
that's when I saw the real tomb, or the tomb in Egypt at least.
这个是世界七大奇观之一。
We all know that this is one of the seven wonders of the world.
这个也是世界上最大的三个坟墓之一。
It's one of the three biggest tombs in the world.
Okay. 那其中有一个地方，这个地方我们是要进去看他的坟墓。
So that little picture in the middle, where's the little entrance? That's where the entrance into the pyramid is.
那个导游跟我们讲说，如果你不进去看的话，你会遗憾终生。
The tour guide told us that if we don't actually go inside the pyramid, then we'll have a 遗憾终生
regrets
of our life. Thank you.
Okay. 可是如果你进去看了以后，你会后悔终生。
But if you went in and see, actually went in, you have a regret of your life.
因为这个是我记得，如果没错是十几块美金，然后进去看。 就是一个空的东西，然后什么都没有。Because
when we actually went in, is that they charge us like $10-something per person, and when we went in, there's just nothing really inside.
因为所有的所谓的木乃伊都已经进到博物馆去了。And
all the mummies that was inside the tomb was actually moved out into the museums.
我们刚才念的这段经文，保罗在说到。 我们基督徒的复活的重要。So
the chapter of scripture we just read, as according to Paul, he reminds us of the importance of resurrection.
你可以想象哥林多的当时的信徒其实有很多的怀疑，因为他们不相信有复活这件事情。Oh,
the reason we can imply from this this chapter that Paul is addressing the importance of the resurrection is the believers at Corinth or the church at Corinth was actually having doubts about the resurrection.
即使是基督徒在哥林多教会里头,
even if they're Christians in the Corinth church.
所以他说主耶稣是真的复活,而且有这么多人看到了,你们可以去查。
So that's why Paul stressed on how many people actually witnessed the Christ's witness, and if they're serious about this fact, they can actually go find out for themselves.
所以在同一本书里头，在哥林多前书第十五章十四节这里说到，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So Paul later said in the chapter in verse 14, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
所以主耶稣如果没有复活的话，今天我们在这里所做的、所要听的都是枉然，都是一个浪费。
So that means if Christ has not been raised, then the fact that we're sitting here today, the fact that we're worshiping now, is useless.
所以从一个角度来讲，复活节比圣诞节还更重要。
So from that angle, we can see Easter is actually more important than Christmas.
圣诞节救主来到这里。
In Christmas, we now know the Savior came.
但是这个救主如果没有复活的话，
But if this Savior did not raise from the dead,
他可能是一个最大的说谎的谎骗子。
He himself is the biggest liar in history.
两个礼拜前，我自己跑去看一个电影。
In 2 weeks ago, I went to see a movie by myself.
通常我一定是找美莹跟我去看电影的。
Usually I bring Mei Ling.
我太太。
My wife.
因为这个电影我自己要好好的想一想。我不晓得有多少人看了这个电影。
Has anyone seen this movie?
Okay.
It's the new one, yes.
It's a new one.
Okay, a couple. You saw the trailer.
That's good, that's
okay,
good.
Yeah.
这个电影很有意思的一个电影。现在还在上演。
This movie is very interesting. It's still in theaters.
是一个fiction 是一个假设的人物，虚构的人物，是一个虚构的人物。
Yeah, so I don't have to translate.
他其实是讲到有一个罗马的军官哈，我再讲跳一次，这个是一个虚构的。一个罗马的军官在主耶稣的整个受死跟复活的过程中，他所观察到的一个事情。
This movie depicted a Roman military tribune or official. It's his observation throughout the whole process of Christ dying and raised 3 days later.
所以故事的过程就是比拉多命令他去把最后把主耶稣用一个长枪把他刺死，然后把他埋葬，然后把他封到那个坟墓里头。
So in the movie, this main character, he is actually the one who ordered the official to pierce Christ's side, and then Pilate later orders him to go actually seal. Jesus' body into the tomb.
那我们都知道，在故事，在圣经的记载里头，到了第三天的时候，坟墓是空的了。
Now we all know from the Bible that by the third day, the tomb is empty.
所以比拉多就命令这个军官说：“你去发掘到底是谁把这个尸体偷走了。”
So Pilate ordered him, because since he was the one who sealed the tomb, so Pilate ordered him to go actually find out where the body is right now.
所以他就有这个责任要去发现到底是发生的事情，是发生了什么事情。
So it's in the main character's responsibility, it's his responsibility to actually find out what exactly went on, where exactly is the body.
所以他就逮捕了很多的使徒或者说一些妇女来审问他们。
So very naturally he would capture a lot of the apostles and the women who claimed they seen Jesus and interrogated them.
所以在这个过程里头就有很多的对话让他开始思想。
And throughout the interrogation, there's a lot of dialogues and then he starts to reflect on the whole process.
所以我就在想我自己的一个信仰的过程。
And this movie really ring a bell or reminds me of my personal faith.
我不相信我 信主之前，我不相信有神有鬼。
Before I was a Christian, I don't believe in any spirituality.
我也更不用相信，更不要说我相信有一个主耶稣死人可以复活这件事情。
Needless to say, I don't believe in someone who died and could raise it again.
但是我真的有仔细的去考察，仔细的去追求，追寻这个真的答案吗？
But was I really trying to find out the truth for myself?
所以这个故事就是借着这个过程，这个军官开始要去找到真正的答案是什么。
So in this movie, this military official, it's his life story to trying to find out what exactly happened.
我们来看看怎么样来看这个复活的事情到底是不是真的。
So from this same perspective, let's take a look of the truthfulness of a resurrection.
从一个角度来讲，我们要先找到物证。
So just as any trial, we need to present the material evidence.
Okay. 在圣经里头，当然我们看到记载坟墓是空的。
Of course, in the Bible, we see it records that the tomb was empty.
即使是反对他的人，也承认坟墓是空的，因为那些文士、法利赛人。还有罗马兵丁说这坟墓是空的，他们要去找答案。
Even for those who were against Jesus, they agreed on the fact that the tomb was empty.
其实你如果去查考犹太的历史学家跟罗马的一些历史记载，他们也承认有这件事情的发生，有坟墓空的这件事情。
If we actually go, try to investigate or find out for ourselves on according to the Roman history and the Jewish history, they all record the fact that Jesus' tomb was empty.
除了物证的话，还需要有人证。
Other than the material evidence, we also need to bring out the testimony of the witnesses.
当然，刚才保罗在那段经文里头就说到，主耶稣显现给很多人的看。
Of course, the Bible tells us in the verses we just read, Paul tells people that they were eyewitnesses of this account.
妇女的见证，其实妇女是第一个看到主耶稣复活的见证人。
Of course, we all know from the Bible, the women were the first witnesses to Christ's resurrection.
为什么这个是很重要的一件事情呢？
Why is this so important?
根据历史学家的考察
，According to the historians，
妇女其实在那里是在那个时代是很没有地位的。
Women in that time of history, their witness is not very powerful at all.
抱歉，在座的女士们
，Sorry for the ladies who are sitting amongst us.
你如果生在那个时代的话，你到了法庭上面作证是无效的。
If you're born in that time of the history, your testimony in court is not valid.
所以，如果圣经是我们相圣经如果是捏造的话
，If the Bible is 捏造，a fiction。
如果他们要捏造一个故事的话，他们不会用妇女来做见证人。
If this story should be false, they shouldn't use woman as their first eyewitness.
保罗在这个经文里头特别指出来，这些见证人，不管是门徒或者是五百个人，他们都还活着。
And Paul actually told us in the Bible, all the witnesses, including the apostles and the 500 brothers and sisters, they're still alive.
他的意思是说，你们如果有任何怀疑的话，你可以去问问这些人。
By that he means that if you have any doubts, go actually approach and ask these people who are alive whether this whether they saw this happen.
另外一个见证是。门徒的改变。
And lastly, we want to take a look also at the impact of this story.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，所有的门徒都逃走。
We remember when Christ was crucified, all his disciples ran away.
但是主耶稣复活以后，这些门徒的改变，他们勇敢的愿意出来做见证，甚至愿意牺牲死在十字架上。
And we later see after Christ's resurrection, these same group of disciples, the same group of disciples who deserted Christ in the first place, after they actually saw Christ raised from the dead, their whole life changed. They became brave from weak.
基督教就是从那个时候开始，在罗马帝国虽然有很大的逼迫，但是迅速的发展。
And that's why Christianity in history actually raised up is from this group of so-called before used to be cowardly and disciples, and now they became brave men testifying for Christ.
有一牧师曾经说到这样子，他说：“其实，如果你要不相信这些事情的话，你要有更大的信心。”
There was once a pastor said, if you don't want to believe in things like this, then you should have more faith.
因为很多的时候我们觉得好像基督徒我们要去证明某些事情。
Sometimes in our faith, we feel like we are obligated to testify, to prove.
我们要证明主耶稣复活是真的，我们要证明这些事情是真的发生了。
As Christians, we feel like we need to prove that Christ actually resurrected.
其实从一个角度来讲，你如果不相信这件事情，你需要自己给这些事情来做一个答案。
Okay. So all the evidence that we actually presented, the three evidences, if you someone who doesn't want to believe this, they actually need more faith to falsify or to not valid all these evidence.
所以在这个故事的结尾，抱歉啊，我要跟你们讲这个故事的最后是什么发生的哈。
Sorry, little spoiler alert. So at the end of this movie,
这位罗马军官他看到了主耶稣的死，主耶稣的复活。
So this Roman military tribune, he saw the death of Christ, and then he saw the resurrection.
他去找各式各样的答案，他跟所有这些门徒、妇女来交谈。
And he tried his best to interrogate the apostles and the women.
他想要发现什么是真实的。
He really wanted to find out the truth.
他最后找到的是什么？
And what did he find out at the end?
他找到的是主耶稣是那个真实的答案。
And he found Christ to be the truth that he seeks.
我自己很喜欢的一位牧师，他是一本书叫做《为什么相信上帝》的作者。
Tim Keller is a pastor who I really like, and in his book, The Reason for God.
有一件事情他提到，就是说他在教会里常常有一些不信主的人，或是基督徒来跟他谈，说我对于基督教的有一些教义有很大的挣扎。虽然我可以相信有一部分的基督教的教导，但是我还是不能接受这个或那个。
So in his book, there's actually a quote. I said, sometimes people approach me and say, I really struggle with this aspect of Christian teaching. I like this part of Christian belief, but I don't think I can accept this part.
提摩太牧师的回答通常是说，如果耶稣是真的从死里复活，那你必须接受他所说的一切。如果他从来没有从死里复活的话，那为什么要在意他说的任何话呢？
And Tim Keller actually responds by, if Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said?
这个最重要的是，不是你 到底喜不喜欢他的教导，而是他到底有没有从死里复活。
And he continues by the issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching, but whether or not he rose from the dead or not.
他说到当初在那个时代知道主耶稣复活的人，他们也是有同样的感受。
And he continues by, this is how the first hearers felt when, who heard the reports of the resurrection at first.
这些的门徒，这些的不信主的人，他们知道如果这个复活是真的的话，这个意味着我们不能只是想要用我们想的方式来生活，也意味着我们不需要再害怕什么。
The apostles and the unbelievers in that time, they knew that if this was true, if Christ truly raised from dead, then it means that we can't live our lives any way we want. It also meant we don't have to be afraid of anything, not Roman swords, not cancer, not nothing. If Jesus rose from the dead, it changes everything.
如果主耶稣复活是真的话，他们不必再害怕罗马的兵丁。
Yeah, I just went ahead of myself. So they don't need to be afraid of the Romans at that time.
对我们来讲，做一个基督徒，我们如果知道主耶稣复活是真的，我们不需要害怕我们有什么癌症。
And to Christians today, if Christ really raised from the dead, then we don't need to be afraid of illnesses or cancer.
或任何的事情。
Or anything.
是不是这样呢？
Is it?
如果主耶稣已经复活，他已经改变了一切。
So if Christ truly raised from dead, then he changed everything.
两千年前主耶稣的复活让这个世界完全的颠倒改变了。
So the resurrection taken place 2,000 years ago, it impacted the whole world. It changed from upside down.
这个复活对你的生命有没有同样的一个改变呢？
And this resurrection, does it impact your life anything at all?
复活改变一切。
We all know that the resurrection changes everything.
它应该要改变什么？它应该要改变你人生的目的。
What should it change? It should change our, the purpose of our lives.
到底你这一生想要做什么？你想要达到什么样的目的？是不是因着主耶稣的复活会有改变呢？
And the meanings and the goals and the destinies of our lives?
你的生命到底是活着是为什么？是不是也有改变呢？
And the hope and the future for our lives?
对青少年人，你们来讲，你们还是要去考 SAT， 你们还是要申请大学。
So for the younger generation in our midst, to you, you still have to take the SAT, you still have to apply to colleges.
对我们成人来讲，我们还是每天要去工作，我们还是要去听老板的话去做公司的事情。
So for our adults who are working, we still need to go to work every day. We need to listen to our boss.
但是在你的功课，在你的工作里头，有没有一个新的意义呢？
But in our just daily routine of our homeworks and our daily work, does it change anything?
复活改变一切吗？
Does the resurrection changes everything?
你的未来盼望是什么？
Where's the future of our hope?
你的盼望是在你的孩子身上吗？
Is our hope lies in on our kids?
你的盼望是在你所开的一个公司吗？
Is our hope lies on our work or our career?
你的盼望是在坐在你旁边的配偶吗？
Is our hope lie to the one who sits next to me, our spouse?
这些都可能成为你最大的失望。
And this hope, if we place them there, will.Be really very likely to become our disappointments.
复活改变一切，因为主耶稣给我们带来盼望。
The resurrection changes everything because Christ brings hope.
你到底这一生在找什么呢?
So what are we looking for in our lives?
这个罗马军官在找主耶稣的尸体。
In the movie, we just talked about, the Roman official was looking for Christ's the body.
在电影里头有一段的对话很有意思。
In the movie, there was actually a dialogue. It's kind of interesting.
这个军官在盘问抹大拉的玛利亚。
When the Roman official was, when the Roman military official was interrogating Mary Magdalene,
他说：“你们把主耶稣的尸体藏到哪里去了
？”Where did you hide Christ's body？
他说：“主耶稣就在这里。
”So to which Mary responded, "Christ is right here."
他说：“睁开你的眼睛。
”He said, "Open your eyes."
打开你的心门。
So open your heart.
神就在这里。
Christ is here.
他说，你如果继续想找这些东西，你永远不会找得到。
And Mary also said, you look for something you will never find.
因为你找错了东西。
And you, because you look for the wrong thing.
我们这一生我们到底在找什么东西？
So in our lives, the same question applies. What are we trying to find in our lives?
在我们的这一生当中，其实很多的时候，我们以为我们要找的东西，不管是爱，或是生活的目的，或是生活生命的意义，我们在金钱里找得到，在我们的权力里头找得到，在我们的跟别人的关系，或者是我们的一些地位，我们拥有的东西，我们就觉得我们找得到那些东西。
So there's a quote that so many people trying to find love, purpose, and meaning in money, power, relationships, sex, position, possessions, or hobbies.
真正的爱，真正的生活的目的跟意义，只有在主耶稣基督身上找得到。
But the true love, purpose, and meaning can only be found in Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的复活，他改变了一切。
Jesus' resurrection changed everything.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们坐在这里来庆祝来崇拜是一位复活的主。
Because we're sitting here to worship and to celebrate a Lord who's resurrected.
因着你的复活，我们的生命有意义。
And because of this resurrection, there's meaning to our lives.
我们的生活有了一个不一样的目标。
Our daily lives has a different purpose and different goal.
我们的未来有了盼望。
Our future has a hope.
不仅是今生的盼望，也有永世的盼望。
Not just hope in this lifetime, but hope in eternity.
求主帮助我们活出一个复活的生命。
So Lord, help us to live this life of resurrection.
帮助我们在这里建立一个教会，也有主耶稣复活的大能在当中。
Help us to build a church here.Who has, that has the power of the resurrection.
让我们所做的一切荣耀主耶稣你自己。
May all that we do brings glory to you, Lord.
我们一切的感谢是奉主耶稣圣名求。
All our thanks are given in your precious name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.